You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, October 23rd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Americans attacked. Latest with the speaker's race, a surprising suspect. And for the first time, it's not Mexicans who are crossing the southern border the most. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the United States is sending a terminal high altitude area defense system, an additional Patriot air defense missile system battalions to the Middle East. This is after there have been attacks on American troops in the region. So we have two aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean Sea, their support ships. We have 2,000 Marines and Special Forces guys who the White House took a picture of the other day and posted on their social media accounts. That's what we know of, at least. And last week, a military base in Syria was attacked, a base in Iraq. We have 2,500 troops in Iraq, 900 in Syria, and missiles from Yemen launching missiles. Now, at first, we were told about that attack, but it turned out to be much more significant than we were initially led to believe. Now that Jim Jordan is not going to be Speaker of the House, looks like they're on to plan whatever number they're on, nine candidates have joined the House Speaker's race. The Republicans will gather at 6:30 tonight, and they have an internal conference vote 9 a.m. Eastern tomorrow, and they hope to have a floor vote tomorrow as well. McCarthy is not one of those nine, but he said he'd take his job back if the Republicans want him back. Two police officers were shot outside of a Dollar General store in Laverne, Tennessee. It's a couple miles southeast of Nashville. Officers were investigating reports of a stolen vehicle. They got in an altercation with a suspect who pulled a handgun and shot them, one in the groin and the forearm, the other in the shoulder. Now, Slater, why are you talking about this? I'm sure stuff like this happens all the time. Well, the suspect is the son of the Nashville police chief. The department says the father and son are estranged, have had minimal contact over the years. Report from the border, for the first time on record, I imagine ever, Mexicans are not the largest group of nationals to cross the border illegally. For the month of September, number one on the list, Venezuelans. 218,000 encounters of people of all nationalities last month. That's a 21% increase from August. Also, in the first 2 weeks of the fiscal year, our Border Patrol has apprehended 30 Iranians, 60 Syrians, 35 Pakistanis, over 100 Russians, 285 Afghans, and 2,000 people from China. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, we are approaching 1 year until we vote for president, November 2024. I believe that President Biden has been terrible and has caused massive problems for this country, but others disagree. However, when you look back at history, there have been some very bad presidents. James Buchanan, perhaps the worst. He did nothing to stop the renegade South from attacking federal depots and organizing secession. So when Abraham Lincoln took over as president, the Civil War was imminent. Then, after Lincoln was assassinated, Andrew Johnson, the vice president, took office. He was almost as bad as Buchanan because even though the North won the war, Johnson would not impose discipline on the South. So therefore, Confederates ran wild, often hurting poor black people. And Johnson did nothing. Fast forward to Herbert Hoover. He did nothing during the Great Depression of the 1930s. A third of the American population didn't have enough to eat. People were living outside. Hoover had nothing to offer. Then there was Jimmy Carter. Those of you who are of a certain age will remember. Terrible economy. Iran embarrassing us by taking 66 hostages. Carter was awful. I think Biden may be worse. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Joanne, concierge member. So Bernard Goldberg does not believe Mr. Trump acts like a U.S. president. I guess he believes a U.S. president should work 2 hours a day, fumble over every speech, can't walk or talk, and on and on and on and on. I think that Bernie was talking about demeanor. And I think we all have to admit that if Donald Trump could improve his demeanor a bit, I think he'd win in a walk. But every day to have conflict, choose your fights. Al, BLM is led by self-admitted communists. Any American company that supports radicals such as BLM, which is home to, should be boycotted. Okay, I'm not a boycott guy, but if you want to not, we gave all the list of the companies, corporations that have donated to Black Lives Matter. If you are a premium or concierge member on BillO'Reilly.com, you can get that transcript sent directly to you with every corporation that has donated to them. And then if you don't want to do business with those corporations or companies, don't. That takes my account. I seriously weigh that. Corey Patrick, Carmel, Indiana. I work for State Farm, and I had their home and auto. They doubled my premiums. They all are. All these insurance companies, even if you don't have anything, they're doubling your premiums. That's Bidenomics. And then get away with it. What are you going to do? I shopped around. I got a better deal, as I told you. But they're all doing it. State Farm, Allstate, all the ones that are sending millions and millions of dollars on the TV advertising. Boom. No explanation. I tried. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 95 years ago today, Republican presidential candidate Herbert Hoover delivered the closing speech of his campaign. In a major address, he He summed up his entire political philosophy in two words: rugged individualism. Here is the story. Though victorious, America emerged from World War I demoralized. More than 100,000 soldiers had been killed. Tens of thousands returned with ailments, mainly shell shock. Throughout the 1920s, the U.S. embraced a period of isolationism. Enter Republican presidential candidate Herbert Hoover. The self-made millionaire loathed the democratic principles of state-run enterprise and government handouts. In October 1928, Hoover gave an address from New York City. He said, quote, "We have a choice between the American system of rugged individualism and a European philosophy of state socialism. The acceptance of these ideas means the destruction of self-government through centralization and the undermining of the individual initiative through which our people have grown to unparalleled greatness," unquote. 2 weeks later, Herbert Hoover defeated Al Smith in a landslide and took office in Washington, D.C. 7 months after the inauguration, America suffered the worst financial collapse in the history of human civilization, the Great Depression. By 1932, the GDP was down 55%. Half the nation's banks had gone out of business. A third of the entire American population was unemployed. In Washington, Hoover doubled down on rugged individualism. He refused any direct aid to the American people. Tens of thousands went homeless. Shanty towns called Hoovervilles popped up in every city, including New York's Central Park. But Hoover remained defiant. And here's something else you might not know. Herbert Hoover's handling of the Great Depression nearly ruined the Republican Party. After losing to Franklin Roosevelt in 1932, Democrats controlled the White House for the next 20 years. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety, and it's gonna get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.